ABC Radio Australia.
Now, Interpol, the world's largest international police organisation, is pushing to establish its first regional base in the Pacific. As transnational crime and geopolitical competition intensify across the islands, the idea was a point of discussion at the 52nd annual Pacific Islands Chiefs of Police Conference hosted by New Zealand Police. And the plan has a strong backing from New Zealand's Police Commissioner, Richard Chambers, who joins me on the line now. With that, I say kia ora, Mr. Chambers. Welcome to Pacific Beat.
Kia ora. Thank you very much. Thanks for the opportunity.
Appreciate it. Look, what decision did Pacific Police Chiefs come to about Interpol, you know, having to establish a Pacific base at this police conference?
Well, look, yeah, first of all, we came together as a cohort of police chiefs last week in Waitangi. I was delighted to host the annual conference. And we spoke about a lot of different things last week in terms of the sorts of threats to the region that we need to be mindful of, what we're doing together. But one of the big things we also spent time talking about was capabilities. What could we do more with and who with? And Interpol, and I'm lucky enough to have worked at Interpol myself last year as the Director of Organised and Emerging Crime based out of France. And I have a good understanding of Interpol. So we were very, very lucky to have the Secretary General of Interpol coming to the Pacific last week at Waitangi. And that's the first time he's attended the Pacific Island Chiefs of Police Conference. Mm. And it was a chance for us as a cohort of police chiefs to talk about Interpol, you know, what capabilities they offer. Interpol is about connecting law enforcement agencies, providing additional support. So there was a lot of discussion. Secretary General was very keen to talk to us about what Interpol offers. They've got 196 member countries, 13 of them were there last week of the 22 that were in attendance. So really it was about understanding Interpol and how we as a region can lean in and be influential. So lots of discussion and certainly a lot of support for the suggestion that we might look to strengthen that relationship for law enforcement.
Okay, but Commissioner, can you tell us which Pacific Police Chiefs in particular were sort of in favour of having the Interpol base here in the region?
Well, as I said, 13 of the police of the nations that were present last week are members of Interpol, of the 196 country membership, New Zealand and Australia. Two of those. And so there's already a number who have a relationship through the National Central Bureaus. So, you know, I mean, if you're a member of Interpol, you probably understand what they do globally and how they can support. Mm. They have capabilities that we can lean on, you know, global development, information sharing, all sorts of things that benefit law enforcement. So those that were in attendance last week, collectively, we decided, you know, Interpol's got a lot to offer us all in terms of strengthening capability and, you know, what we have to help do our job for the region. So there was, you know, high-level discussions about the opportunity, and there's a regional conference coming up fairly soon in Singapore where the Asia-Pacific region will talk more about the opportunity going forward. So there is a lot of work to do before any presence might be established in the Pacific, but the conversations need to start somewhere, and that's what occurred last week.
But can you confirm as to, you know, the countries that were there? I know you said 13 out of the 22. Is that nations like Tonga, Samoa, Vanuatu? Are you able to specify as to who actually?
Well, actually, I won't list them all. You can find that on the Interpol website. But of the 13 countries, New Zealand was one of them. Australia is another one. You know, so the other 11 nations can be found on the Interpol website. But, you know, the chiefs that were in attendance last week also attend a number of the Interpol events globally each year, whether that's the regional conference, Asia Pacific, or it's the General Assembly later this year in Morocco. You know, many nations have been members of Interpol for a long time. And having worked there myself, I have a good understanding of the benefit that being a member can provide. And it's about connecting us not just to law enforcement in our own region, it's about connecting to law enforcement more broadly around the world. So it's designed to help. Interpol is there to help us do our job in law enforcement, to ensure that we are considering all the different capabilities that exist to help us out, and you know what the trends are, and it connects us to 196 countries in terms of the information.
Well, and this is the thing, though, Commissioner. You know, what are the specific security threats or gaps in law enforcement, you know, capacity, do you believe that Interpol or that Interpol has a specific base would address that, you know, even current regional policing arrangements cannot?
Yeah, look, let me give you a couple of examples, maybe. So first of all, globally, there's agreement that the threat of organised crime is one of the greatest threats to security, safety and security globally. And the Pacific region is no different. So when it comes to organised crime and criminal networks, it's about understanding those networks, what's motivating them. You know, the Pacific region is a very lucrative market as well. So you know, we have a lot of work to do to ensure we understand the threat, the networks that sit in behind them. And Interpol can do that. And even when I was at Interpol last year, I ran an operation with a number of the member countries out of South America and West Africa and also Europe, where we focused on cocaine as one commodity, predominantly out of South America. And throughout a four-week period, the countries, members, the Interpol members that were involved, over a four-week period, 56 tonnes of cocaine was seized. Now, some of that product was heading towards the Pacific. And, you know, that's the power of Interpol in terms of supporting individual law enforcement agencies about understanding the flows, the networks, the threats. And it's just one more tool in the toolkit in law enforcement that helps us understand the global threats and the global tensions. So, you know, there's huge opportunity by bringing Interpol closer to the Pacific region. We cover 30%. I learned last week 30% of the surface of the earth. You know, I mean, we're a very influential region. So being able to assert that influence more globally has got to be a good thing for our region. I look forward to helping with that.
Which reminds me, because earlier in the show we were talking about the fact that in Fiji, right, men were found guilty of one of the world's biggest drug busts, and they're actually going to be sentenced today. Was there any participation of Interpol in that situation? Because again, we're asking, will Interpol be able to strengthen the intelligence sharing and you know, coordinated responses to issues like this across the Pacific?
Yes, look, I can't speak to specifics about the various operations that Interpol was involved in, such as that the Fiji one to which you refer, but Interpol has a secure network that allows information to be shared between member countries, and it helps connect law enforcement globally. So that platform allows us to better understand and try and get ahead of the issues, or when issues do emerge, at least we can share the information, and it helps us provide a much stronger response. But one of the things that I continually focus on as being important when it comes to membership to other law enforcement organisations is not just the supply side when it comes to organised crime, it's also the demand side. And if I think about the Pacific in particular, having been up to Fiji, Samoa, Cook Islands, and soon to head up to Tonga and other countries in the Pacific in the next few months, I think about the impact on communities across the Pacific. There are networks wanting to exploit the region to make money. It's also harming communities in terms of the demand, the addiction. You know, that undermines the safety and security of the nations in which we live, and that is something that law enforcement has got a big role to try and address. So other agencies are too. Health, and so one of the things we spoke about last week was how health has got a role to play in helping nations deal with the demand side as well and that addiction. So, you know, there's a lot to think about. And last week we covered a lot of ground. And the Interpol component of that was just one of them.
Yeah, I think I want to switch towards the fact that, you know, a lot is happening in the Pacific. And what I find interesting is that even the FBI has opened its first office in Aotearoa. We have the Pacific Policing Initiative from Australia. And then China is connected with policing units around the Pacific. Now, Interpol wants to lay their roots in the Pacific, right? Does it feel like it's a bit of a crowded space? I mean, what challenges does this bring to policing work in the region?
Well, you know, law enforcement's tough. It's challenging, and none of us as police chiefs can do this job on our own for our nations without looking beyond and saying, well, what are my neighbours doing? How can we support them? Particularly Australia and New Zealand, we've got a lot of proud history of providing support to the Pacific, and none of us want that to change. Certainly I don't, as the New Zealand Police Commissioner. So, you know, I think it probably is symbolic of how important it is to stay connected to each other, understand the threats. That's not a new thing, but we're constantly looking for ways to strengthen the relationships and the partnerships, and that's why I've put a lot of effort into my, you know, building the relationships with my own Pacific peers, because that's what matters. We're actually all trying to do the same thing, and that's provide a safe and secure Pacific region.
Look, speaking of the FBI, though, we actually reported earlier in the year, you know, that agents were withdrawn from Micronesian countries as part of the US federal funding cuts. Do you think that that sort of maybe left a gap in the net for drug traffickers?
Look, that's not really for me to comment on, to be honest. I mean, I was very proudly able to host the FBI director just a few weeks ago in New Zealand as they opened, you know, the Legate office in Wellington. We've always worked closely with the FBI. I can't speak to the relationships that they have with other parts of the Pacific. That's a matter for those nations and for them. But, you know, again, the FBI is another law enforcement agency out there that's wanting to ensure that globally there's safety and security, and their commitment to the Pacific is clear in terms of the visit of the director to New Zealand and the office. So, you know, again, we're trying to do the same thing. We're conscious of the threats that can undermine that safety and security, and we welcome the involvement of the FBI just like we do other law enforcement.
Thank you for that, Commissioner. Look, as we wrap up, I do want to ask, you know, there is also the issue of deportation. We understand that, you know, here in Australia, 501s being deported back to the islands. I'm just wondering, is this not adding to the rise of organised crime in the Pacific? And then I'm wondering, what then is the role of Interpol around this?
Yes, look, I'm very conscious of the impact of deportees. It's not a new thing. New Zealand has felt the effects of the deportations out of Australia, you know, but look, each country has its own position, its own policies. Absolutely, we acknowledge the impact that that can have. But, you know, we work closely together and you know, we do our absolute best, whether it's people returning from another country for a reason that means that that other nation doesn't welcome them. Well, you know, it's not a new thing and it's going to continue. So we're conscious of that impact on the Pacific.
As always, look, we thank you for your time this morning, Commissioner. Thank you so much for joining us here on Pacific Beat.
Thank you very much.
Yes, and that is New Zealand Police Commissioner Richard Chambers here on Pacific Beat.